The Calgary Stampeders had Monday off for the most part, but some players and coaches were made available for the first time since the team made their roster cuts on Saturday evening, and the second time since they lost their preseason finale to the Lions on Friday. Head coach Dave Dickinson said that he gave the team the day mostly off to give everybody some time to settle into their new temporary homes.
Last year I had the guys come out and do a little bit and then send them on their way, but I just felt like it was a different camp as well, and I felt like they get your places lined up. You know, there's a lot of things that people don't realize these guys have. They have to find a place to live. They got to get set up for payroll. They got to find some money to pay for their places to live. We have to vote for our captains. We vote on our practice times. We do player reps. I mean, there's just a lot going on that's non-football related. So I thought it was best that the guys just come in and let the leaders handle that. I'm up here, but we decided not to get on the field, and I'm okay with that. It's a weird start too. We got Ottawa and then another break. So I think our guys, we really have to focus in and keeps our minds right and get excited for this first game and see if we can get the win.
The Stampeders carried roughly 90 players into the final weekend of training camp, and a couple more notable players were released by the club as a result, as there is every year. Some former draft picks released as well. 2016 sixth rounder Michael Kashuk, 2018 fifth and seventh round picks DeGogo Maxwell and Gabe Ferraro, and maybe the most notable 2017 second rounder Julian Lynch, who had played 21 games with the Stamps over the past two seasons.
Julian, I told him, I said, you know, really, you were right there, but Klug just played well in game two and passed you. And he's a good kid, realistic about it. You know, you could tell it was hurt him, but he understood. And, you know, like I said, if there's any injuries, both him and Colton, I thought, were close. We just had a little bit of extra good football players at that position.
So the four national receivers the Stamps will roll with are Juwan Briskason, Michael Klukas, Richard Sindani, and Herji Mayala. With the injury to guard Brad Erdos, the club may go back to using two receiver spots to hit the minimum seven national starters. So all four of those players could see plenty of action this season. Also released was international receiver Griff Whalen, a player who had NFL experience, looked good at camp, but maybe more a victim of circumstance. Head coach Dickinson mentioned that the door might not be closed on the 29-year-old.
Griff, I think, I felt like he did enough to be on this team. But with our ratio change, a potential ratio change at the offensive line, you know, he's a little bit older, the practice roster. We felt like we could, you know, give that spot to a younger guy. He was disappointed. I think, honestly, if we had injuries and he wanted to come back, we could win a lot of games with Griff. So we had some good players, and I thought each game somebody kind of stepped up. And last game, Aaron Peck did that. Previous game, I thought Josh Huff did that. So, you know, it's very tough decisions, but I'm glad we have those tough decisions.
As for the running back position, the team will move forward with Don Jackson and Terry Williams on the active roster. They will also carry Kadeem Carey on the practice roster. Carey beat out Ladarius Galloway for the job, who was released, and the Stampeders are adding another running back to their practice roster too. Asnel Robo, selected third overall in the inaugural European draft by the Alouettes, might be on his way to town. He would fill a global spot as someone who grew up in French Guiana, then moved to France as a teenager before he learned how to play Canadian football at the age of 18, and then played at the University of Montreal. As a result, global kicker Oscar Hugo Silva was released on Sunday.
What happened is we decided to claim a running back that Montreal cut, Ansel Robo. He does have a broken finger, and he's getting surgery this week. We wanted, we do think that position could give us some honestly depth, but also special teams value. And it was hard. I'm sure it was hard on Oscar to call back home potentially and say, "It looks like I'm here," and then not work out. It's the bad part of our business. But when we saw an opportunity to potentially grab a guy that could maybe make more of an impact, scout team as well, special teams, we thought we'd go for that, and that's what we did.
Lots of Canadian youth on the offensive line, at least depth-wise, as David Brown, Jalen Guthrie, and Zach Williams were all added to the practice roster. All three drafted over the last two summers, as were Ryan Sevier and Justin Lawrence, who made the team outright. We'll see how the line looks as practice moves forward, but it does seem like Derek Dennis and Ila Cassitati are the favorites to start at the tackle positions. Yukumbri Williams at center and Shane Bergman and Ryan Sevier at guard. So three internationals on the line. On the other side of the coin is the defense. More turnover for this group. They might not have a ton of experience, but the head coach knows they're going to grow together.
Well, it shows you how that experience is basically invaluable. It's in our back end, we made a lot of mistakes. It's all about communication and being on the same page, and sometimes it doesn't mean that you're fancy. Just, you know, do it right. And I think our linebacker play, you know, we'll see, but we kept both Winton and Corey home. I think they got the inside track to be starters, but we got to grow. We got to grow in the inside. We got to grow with our pass rush, and then our back end has to learn to communicate and hopefully do a good job. But we do know that they took the most bullets as far as we lost the most players on the defensive side of the ball. So get better each and every week, and when you get your opportunity, take advantage of it.
And as much of cuts have been made, there are still open jobs, a couple at receiver and then a handful on the defense. The three sure-bet starters are Trey Roberson at boundary corner, Brandon Smith at boundary halfback, and Jamar Wall at Sam linebacker, but plenty else remains up in the air.
I think, like I was saying, I think the back end, you can pencil in basically Wall, Smitty, and Trey, and other than that, we'll see how it plays out. We think we got some talent. We're a little bit light at halfback, so we obviously a guy like Raheem is going to try corner and halfback, and we feel like both Rob and Jamari are kind of corners. Jerome, I think Lorenzo could be inside or outside, so we'll give it a shot. So we got lots of depth. Let's just see if we can get the right combination. I think the Canadian safety is still available as well. I think Courtney and Metch did a decent job. I'd like to see more, but still a competition.
One of the guys fighting for one of those field-side jobs is Raheem Wilson. The 25-year-old Texas native has had quite a path here to Calgary, played 4 years at Southeastern Oklahoma State, a smaller school where he set the school's all-time record for career interceptions and knockdowns. After that, nothing came calling in the NFL, so he headed overseas, played in the German Football League for 2 years. Now he is here, climbing the ladder one rung at a time, and the CFL is his next big challenge.
And how does it feel, first off, to go through the Stampeders training camp and make the team?
Feels great, honestly. You know, it's the whole reason you come. You know, you want to make the team. That's the main goal, the objective. You want to be a part of this organization specifically because they know how to win. You know, it's a great culture around here, and you know, just to be a part of it is a major blessing.
What did you know about the Stampeders before you came to camp, and what has impressed you the most about this organization?
Well, like I said, I knew they were a winning organization. I was in the rookie minicamp in Tampa last year, and I fell short, didn't make it this far. And so to, you know, knowing that and being able to make it this year just makes it all that much sweeter.
Now, for yourself, you're a guy who played overseas as well, went and played in the German Football League, and then you came back over here. It's quite a path going from college, a smaller college school, to that, and then to here. Can you just talk about the journey maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, small school, then going to Germany, and, you know, German Football League is definitely expanding. However, it's not quite the CFL. So, you know, it's like I'm taking, you know, the staircase to, you know, just more and better. And honestly, I'm thankful for it all. Like, I've been through a lot, and, you know, all roads have led me here. So, you know, I'm just trying to make the most of it.
What about the group of defensive backs you're going to be working with this year? Because you got a couple of young guys, especially on that field side, yeah, looking like you and maybe Deshaun Amos to get, yeah, the start. But yeah, apart from that, you got a lot of veterans too. Jamar, right, Wall, Brandon Smith, Josh Bell is the coach. And yeah, I kind of put Trey Roberson in that group as well, even though, right, it's his second year. But what's your kind of thoughts on that room?
I mean, I think we have the perfect room, right? I mean, I'm not going to say perfect, but, you know, it's a good combination, great combination. You have the experienced in Wall and Smitty and even Trey. I mean, he's a, you know, an intellectual player. But then you got some young, hungry dogs who, you know, who's willing to just, you know, go out there and leave it all out there for the team. So, you know, I think it's a great combination. So I'm looking forward to showing up every day with these guys, getting better, growing, learn as much as I can from each and every one of those veteran players. And, you know, just help this team as much as possible, you know, in any way I can.
Have you ever had a coach like Josh Bell?
I don't think so. You know, Coach Bell is an unorthodox coach. However, you know, he knows how to put you in the right position to make plays and to win. He understands the game. He understands offensive tendencies. And, you know, so, like I said, absorbing everything I can from him and then, you know, doing my own, you know, bringing my own style to the game, I think is going to bring me some success.
So now what's the rest of the day look like for you? No more practice for the Stampeders today. You got a full week before you guys take on the Red Blacks. Yeah. But I was talking to Trey. He's moved his family up here after last year. For you, you don't have that luxury. Right. What's the day look like for you?
The rest of the day for me is going to be lifting. I'm going to go in there, get a lift in, and then I'm going to go watch the Red Blacks. You know, I got an opportunity to watch them last weekend for the preseason game. You know, we was in the hotel. I got to watch them there. But, you know, I'm sure they're going to be a different team than what I saw in the preseason. So, yeah, just, I mean, it's Monday. It's time to prepare, you know. It's preparation day. Even though it's off, you know, I get to save my body a little bit and just get ready for Saturday.
So are you all set up in town now?
I do not have a place yet, no. That is actually the priority, you know. That's the priority first. But then we'll lift and then watch some film. But, yeah, you're still looking for a place right now.
First got to get home.
Right, exactly. And if anybody out there, you know, has a place for Raheem Wilson, want me to stay with him, you know, just hit me up on Instagram.
Thanks, Raheem.
Hey, thank you.
That was defensive back Raheem Wilson. Trying to find a home is one thing. Trying to be a starter on this defense another. But he's trying to do both as the regular season is now upon us. Elsewhere on the defense, lots in flux on the defensive line. An injury to second-year defensive end Falerin Arimolade did not help. The group features returnees Cordero Law, Junior Turner, and Derek Wiggin as the vets. Mike Rose and Esamura Burry back for another crack here. And Ivan McLennan, who was in BC last year, also made the team. Also on the roster, second rounder from 2019, Vincent Desjardins. And then they also added international end Chris Casher to the defensive line. And it sounds like they're going to bring somebody else in as of Monday.
We're going to bring another guy in as well. Hopefully, hadn't signed a contract, but we're going to be looking. We do think some guys stepped up. I thought Chris Casher did have a good second game, so we needed that. We felt like we were solid, but not spectacular. We're always looking for that guy that kind of is a difference maker, and we'll keep looking, but they don't grow them on trees. They're not like they're out there unemployed. But, you know, we've also been able to find different guys and work them into our system, and we'll continue to do that.
So the defense is going to be a work in progress as the season begins to move forward. They do have some leadership for sure, but can they live up to the big expectation that comes with an organization like the Stampeders, especially following the defensive performance we saw all last year? Dave Dickinson was asked if the Stampeders offense will have some more pressure to succeed with the defense having so many new faces.
Yeah, I think if you're a vet and offensively we have more of those, you need to be those leaders. Doesn't mean, though, that we have to press or anything like that. Just play our game. Let them dictate where the ball goes. If they're going to play coverage, let's run the ball. I do think the turnovers is going to be a big part of our team because, you know, you got to make sure that give the other team a long field. And if our defense can force turnovers, that'll generate more points. So turnovers to me, and then the rest of it offensively, we've got to be consistent.
Now that cuts have been made, the coaching staff has lots to take care of. One thing, finding out what coaching styles will work with this particular group. Every year, it's something that they have to do. But this year holds even more nuances, as we've discussed. Lots of turnover.
Early in the year, you should be at your best. I mean, I know you should coach throughout the year, but I think you better be on top of your game early. I think watching the game tape is so important with your players early in the season. I mean, you're going to have more mistakes, and there's going to be things you can clean up every game, but I think more so early in the season. And I think you got to gel. You got to find little things that will make you better and find out what your players are good at. And you got to be careful of over-speaking. And, you know, players, a lot of them learn best by just doing it, getting out on the field. Other guys will be like film rats. They can see it on the film, and they can translate it to the field. We have to see which ones learn and which ways they learn and try to then cater our styles to them.
The other thing head coach Dickinson and his group will have to do is find out what the identity of this club is going to be. And from that, nurture it, grow it to have success over the course of this 2019 season.
Then our team is a young team that you'll see there's should be very hungry because there's just lots of jobs available. I think it's a team that needs to grow. I think we've got to go out there and we're going to have to earn every yard, every first down, every point, because I think, you know, offensively, I feel like we're a little bit further ahead. But usually, as in seasons, it takes an offense longer to gel anyway. But I think we have more experience there. But we're a team that, yeah, we'll have to find out, you know, what we're good at. We're not, expectations will never change here. We expect to at least for sure protect our house and our soil and try to steal some games on the road, and we get our first chance against Ottawa here at McMahon.
It'll be an interesting open to the season for Calgary. They will practice the rest of the week, Tuesday through Thursday, and then have a walkthrough on Friday prior to their season opener Saturday night as they host the Ottawa Redblacks. The Redblacks team that has also had massive turnover from the iteration that we saw in the Grey Cup game up in Edmonton last season. The Stamps will play against the Redblacks, then have a bye in week two before they really go into a long stretch. The other bye is going to come in weeks 11 and 16. So lots of jobs still up for grab at practice this week. We'll keep a close eye on it for you. But with the Stamps report following cuts, I'm Matt Rose.